Whether you're investing 500 Rand or 5,000 Rand via a monthly debit order, it really is a no-brainer that up to the first 2,750 Rand should be invested into a tax-free investment. Or if you've got a lump sum on hand, you can invest the 33,000 Rand per tax year limit up to a maximum, obviously, of the 500,000 Rand tax-free over your lifetime. Importantly, though, the sooner you invest, the better. The more you're going to start reaping the rewards of that long-term power of compounding. Well, Peter Kukkemoer, head of personal investment at Coronation Fund Managers, joins us now. Peter, investors only have until the end of Feb to take advantage of their annual allocation, so it's important to talk about this right now. And one of the big financial planning debates is whether you should be contributing to a retirement annuity fund, or a TFI as they're known, to produce better results. Where do you stand on this?
Hi, Michael. I mean, it's really, the big thing to understand is that there are only two ways in which you get a tax break when you invest. That's through the TFI and the RA. So they're both good. I mean, they both have their place. The RA basically gives you a tax break as the money goes in. Then you don't pay any tax while it's in, but you pay tax when you eventually start drawing a pension income out of it after you turn 55. With the TFI, you don't get any tax break up front. You also don't pay any tax on your investment gains. But then the key benefit is when you eventually start drawing money out of your tax-free account, you also don't pay any tax on the proceeds. So the essence is that both have their place. The retirement annuity, or the RA, gives you an immediate tax break, so your investment is effectively subsidized up front, which means you're going to end up with more capital at the end. But then the downside is you have to wait till you're 55. You don't know what the tax rate is going to be when you get there, and it can change quite materially over time, as we've seen over the last few years. And unfortunately, because government is part subsidizing your saving, and they can also tell you how to invest. So you've got investment restrictions. In a tax-free investment, you don't get that upfront boost, but I mean, so that because the tax is already paid, there's no more tax ever again on the proceeds of that investment. So you've got certainty on what you're going to get, and you've got complete investment freedom. So you can, if you invest for the long term in a TFI, invest more aggressively. You can invest in more growth assets, more shares and property, and as a result, end up with a higher expected return over time.
What are you seeing from Coronation's perspective in terms of the way consumers are taking advantage of the tax-free vehicles? Because when they were first marketed, I think a lot of the marketing was a little bit confusing for investors, and we saw a lot of people parking the money in sort of money market accounts. They were using it as a savings vehicle, not as an investing vehicle. And obviously, if you want to benefit from the compound impact over the lifetime of this investment, the best way to do that is to invest rather than really to save it. What are you seeing?
It's a very important point that you're touching on. Unfortunately, when Treasury introduced these vehicles, they called them tax-free savings accounts. And what we see, the first 4 years that they've been around, that the majority of people that have opened these tax-free investments have actually chosen to do so using the bank route. I mean, the one very important thing to understand about the TFI is that the major constraint you have is that each individual has a 500,000 grand lifetime investment limit that you touched on in your intro. And the problem here is that if you contribute your annual 33,000 grand, as it is at the moment, and you then next year withdraw that money again, you've now used that 33,000 grand out of your 500,000 grand lifetime allowance. You can't replace it. So it's much better to think of a tax-free vehicle as a long-term savings vehicle that you can use to augment retirement income. For the simple reason that the longer that you allow money to compound within the vehicle, the greater the eventual tax benefits that you are going to receive. So it's actually misusing the tax benefits if you use it to provide a shield to interest income on a short-term investment horizon.
And if you look at it, let's use an example here. What's a nice, simple approach to investing in a tax-free investment for the long term? Say I've got 33,000 Rand for each of my daughters daughters, and I've got 33,000 rand for myself, and I want to give this money to them when they turn 18, to do with what they will, buy a property, or just put it away, or even if you're putting away for an education fund. What's some of the best and simple products out there?
So if you, I think the most important thing is to make sure that you've got time on your side. So plan to invest for at least 5 years, preferably 7 to 10 years or longer. And in that scenario, you can justify a larger risk budget, having more growth assets, and a very easy way to implement that would be to invest in a multi-asset unit trust or collective investment that can invest across a variety of assets. It's even better if that unit trust doesn't have to comply with the limitations that apply to pension funds, because then you maximize the investment freedom available in your tax-free investment.
Peter, great pleasure chatting to you. That was Peter Kukumura, Head of Personal Investment at Coronation Fund Managers. Let's cross now to the news desk, where Pusuletso Peterson has the latest.